Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Back to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DA. L-I. So before we begin, it was interesting. So I was with some people the other day, and we walked around the shops in downtown Summerlin. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and there's this area called downtown Summerlin. So you think you're like really downtown. It's just like a little outdoor mall. It's nice. It's really, really nice. And there was a Victoria's Secret. And so, you know, my friend said, oh, yeah, you know, we got to go and get a bra. And I'm like, I can't go in there and get a bra. You know, they don't have, you know, my size. And I walked in there, and, you know, of course, you know, girls talk. They go, well, what is your size? And I'm like 36, 38, double D. They don't have those. They have size A, size B, very cute little things. And I walk in there, and there's a mannequin, right? Big. And it's a decent-looking bra, not the best-looking bra. And I go, wait a second. You guys have bras for bigger-breasted women? And they're like, yeah, we do. I'm like, no way. What's the biggest you go? And I think they said they're like 44 double D. And I you know, I was like, wow. And I, you know, and so, I mean, it, so I was like really, really excited. Because, you know, once you have kids and you go through the breastfeeding and you get big, you're like, you know what? I'll just wear a pillowcase or I'll just kind of, I don't know what I'll do. And so you go for the more kind of comfortable sports bra-y, and there's some really, really cute lingerie, some really sexy stuff. And you know, when I was younger and I was working, I was dealing with the kids, I didn't buy sexy underwear. I'm like, you know what? Hubby knows, you know, what I look like in or out of underwear. Why would I sit here and spend the extra money and try to, you know, look all sexy? But I got a pair. I forget what it was for, or maybe somebody bought it for me. I don't remember. Somebody other than my husband, because he's not really good with underwear shopping. And I wore it, and man, I felt sexy. You do. You feel sexy. And so when you do have good underwear, it's amazing how it makes you feel. And guys need to do this too. You know, if you're sick of wearing tidy whities, and I'm not a fan of tidy whities, get some really good looking sexy boxer briefs, you know? Or something that has that, it's that breathable fabric. It's not, you don't want polyester, I forget what it is, but it's just really, my husband has, my boys now have it, I forget what it's called. I love wearing their boxers. It's a, gosh, it's kind of the same material you wear with your workout clothes. I love that material. And, you know, wearing that kind of, you know, makes you feel sexy. But going back to bras, women have been doing the bra thing wrong. You know, our moms teach us about bras, but they don't teach us about bras from a practicality standpoint. They teach us from a, okay, we want to make sure you don't get hit on. So, you know, any education my mom gave me with bra is, you know, make sure it completely covers up, it's thick, it's bulletproof, and, you know, you're comfortable in it. She wasn't going to give me advice on sexy lace push-up things, right? And, oh, actually, the women in our family have never needed push-ups. That's a problem. We kind of need pull-up. You know, and so I would ask her about wires, you know, do we need suspenders for ours? And she's like, no, if they droop, they droop. And I'm like, no, I don't want to be too droopy. You know, I'd like to be able to wear a belt without accidentally, you know, lactating. So the mistakes a lot of women make is they don't get measured. And I'll walk into a store, a lingerie store, and immediately somebody runs up saying, do you want me to measure you? And they go up to your boobies. And I'm like, no, stay away from my boobies. It's okay. I don't need to take measures. The last thing I want is, you know, but they're like, but look, before you go bra shopping, you really should get measured. And they don't get paid extra, but they're trained that they need to measure you. So you got the band size, which is underneath the cup, and then you got the over the cup, because what they'll do is they'll have you raise your hands, and like, oh, gosh. You know, and they're like, oh, please, cut off a couple centimeters, please. But there's some measuring you need to do, and a lot of us, we buy wrong. We go, you know what? I fit into that B cup, that 34B, you know, when I was in my 20s. That's what I am. Your bra size can change by the year. Your bra size could even change with COVID. If you gained weight, it'll change even more. And then with hormones. Man, I thought my boobs were done growing. All of a sudden, I'm on hormones for my menopause, and boom, it's like another cup size. Are you kidding me? I don't know how much bigger you could go from D to double D. I mean, yeah, there's E and there's F, but I don't want to go there. That's embarrassing. It's ridiculous. So you got to get measured. The other thing people do is they wash their bra too much, or they don't wash their bra enough. You should wash your bra, all right, but not all the time. And you shouldn't heat it. There's rubber elastic, or the elastic in there can melt. So you wash your bra, and then you kind of leave it outside. Or I can't leave it outside, but leave it outside. Planes will get lost. I'll leave it. You know, just kind of, you know, air dry it, but wash it in the washer, but then let it dry, you know, out of the dryer. Don't bend them up and fold them. People like to put their bras where they fold them up and they have the cup, and you got to be really careful with that elastic. You also have to let it breathe. If you're not washing your bra every day, you got to let it breathe. Another thing people do is they don't make sure they can put two fingers under the bra for that band. You know, people get rashes. You get really, really nasty rashes underneath this because your bras are too tight. You got to have them. And I get it. A nice, tight-fitting bra, you know, you feel all good and you feel all perky. But you got to be comfortable, especially if you work like 18-hour-plus days like I do. So make sure you can at least put two fingers under that band and make sure you have that room. And then also realize that when you are using body glitter and body spray and things like that, that stuff gets on the bra and it concentrates. So some of you get itchy, and you're like, why am I getting itchy? And it's because you have tons of lotion and soap and body spray that's kind of consolidating onto that fabric. You got to not do that. I know this isn't the most exciting segment because, you know, we're talking about, you know, boobies and bras, but just realize there's an art. If you don't know how to buy a bra, the people that know are like people at Victoria's Secret or these underwear places that can kind of help size you right. And don't be floweth-ing over. Don't let your cup floweth over. It's got to be a big enough cup to cover it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm Dr. Dolly, your show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Okay, so we keep hearing about how Putin's going to start engaging in chemical warfare. It's going to be chemical warfare. Putin's going to unleash chemical agents. And so I see as the media tries to discuss it and tries to educate on it, some of them might be missing the mark. Chemical warfare isn't just always about, I have a chemical and I'm going to unleash it on you. I'm going to like shoot it at you directly. There are many different types of chemical warfare. And in fact, it's already kind of happened. They've already started. So I thought we should just quickly talk about that. So chemical warfare, I guess in its most basic definition, is any chemical used in a battle that ends up hurting somebody. Now that chemical could be directly focused and projected, or it could be an accident where something happens to something and indirectly there's exposure. Or there's protective mechanisms of something in place. The war causes lack of that protection, and so without that protective effect, then contamination leakage could happen. So you see, there's actually three different ways where this chemical warfare can happen. And so chemical warfare actually dates back to the Roman times in terms of us having historical evidence. I'm sure it even happened before then. But this is interesting. I looked it up. Everybody thinks it was World War One, but apparently they said that they found that in Dura Europos, an ancient Roman city, the ruins are now in the eastern part of modern-day Syria. They said 20 Roman soldiers died in a battle in 256 CE after inhaling poison gas from a stove that pumped fumes after burning sulfur crystals and bitumen into tunnels where they were barricaded. Ancient Chinese are also said to have used these bellows to pump arsenic fumes into the direction of their opponents. So using chemicals to stave off. You know how, you know, somebody's fighting with somebody and then they grab dust and they turn around and they throw it into the person's eyes, which is a fantastic weapon. Dust and dirt and sand is a fantastic weapon because you throw that into the person who's attacking you, their eyes, they have to stop. It hurts and it's not easy. But you know, same thing. I mean, it, you know, instinctively, if there was something that was noxious, you know, it could thwart sometimes an attack. Remember I told you guys how when I was little, they taught us that if you were going to get raped or if you were, you know, in the process, you try to throw up, you pee, you fart, you do whatever you have to do to, okay, that technically is chemical warfare because there's sulfur in your fart. So, you know, I think a lot of us engage in. Have you guys ever, like, you know, held your friend's head down and farted on it? That's chemical warfare. So I'm saying that because chemical warfare is so broad. So what exactly, if we had some specifics, would Putin use? Well, there's a bunch of agents out there. So you have the nerve agents like sarin gas, VX. How sarin gas works is it allows acetylcholine, it's an organophosphate, but it allows acetylcholine to build up. It prevents your body's way of doing a checks and balance. So this acetylcholine keeps going, your nerves keep stimulating to the point that they hyperstimulate, and then you end up fatiguing, and you could stop breathing, convulse. But it's a nerve agent because it affects these receptors that affect the nerves. It's dangerous. Sarin gas, it's odorless. You don't know. It could be put in your drinking water. Sarin gas is some pretty, pretty nasty stuff. So they believe Putin has access to that. VX, those are nerve agents. Blistering agents are agents that will cause irritation to the skin, eyes, respiratory tract. This is kind of what we know to have been like the mustard gas, World War One sort of chemical warfare, where it would get sprayed and you couldn't see, you couldn't breathe, your skin, and mustard gas was really caustic, corrosive, and it didn't do well. Lewisite, those contain arsenic, so those are arsenic blistering agents, we call them vesicants. There's choking agents that affect the respiratory system. What choking agents do is basically cause you to drown, because it causes pulmonary edema. It makes your lungs so inflamed that it makes fluid that it fills up the lungs that you end up basically drowning. And they're called choking agents. We see that with chlorine and phosgene. There's blood agents. Blood agents don't necessarily cause leukemia, blood cancer per se. They could cause aplastic anemia where you don't create blood. But blood agents are ones that you know, enter the bloodstream, prevent the tissues from taking up oxygen, prevent the tissues from doing what they need to, and those blood agents are pretty dangerous. We see that with hydrogen cyanide and cyanogen chloride. And then bioweapons. A bioweapon is a chemical weapon. Everything's a chemical. So when people say, well, no, they're not going to use bioweapons, they're only going to use chemical weapons. Chemical warfare can include bioweapons in its definition. So when you look, and I wrote all this down, it's on my Twitter, on my Facebook, on my website. you got, you know, tons of effects that these could do. So your nerve agents could cause runny nose, drooling, coughing, chest tightness, muscle twitching, pinpoint pupils. So if the pupils don't look nice and dark, but they look really, really tiny, nausea, convulsions, coma, and could kill you. So the Tabun, the Sarin, the Soman, the VX, CAS, those are nerve agents. Your blistering agents will cause tearing, itching of the eyes, runny nose, hoarseness, redness of the skin. Then you could get blisters. And we see that with mustard gas, lewisite. The choking agents will cause coughing, irritating eyes, nose and throat, shortness of breath, pulmonary edema, and you can have frothy secretions we get with pulmonary edema as you get this really kind of bubbly, you know, wet stuff trying to come out of the lungs. We see that with phosgene, chloropicrin, chlorine. Some people are like, do these have a smell? Phosgene smells like newly cut hay. So you might be able to tell, you know, some do have an odor. And then the blood agents like the hydrogen cyanide, cyanogen chloride, you could have issues with your consciousness, convulsions, apnea, headache, because, again, you're not getting your oxygen and your tissues can't do the function they need to. So how would, if we were doing direct, if Russia was going to unleash direct chemical weapons, there's a whole variety of ways they could do it. According to Arms Control Association, the chemicals could be directly released by ballistic missiles, airdropped gravity bombs, rockets, artillery shells, aerosol canisters, landmines, and mortars. And I kind of put a picture up when America was kind of getting rid of their missiles with gas. It shows how they're kind of placed in these projectiles. Now, another thing that Russia could do is cause contamination. So one is they could introduce sarin gas or some of these things into the water supply, and then people could get exposed. The other thing is if there's an area that has, let's say, toxic waste, and they're pumping groundwater to prevent flooding, and that gets stopped because the Russians invaded or nobody's there to man the post, that could cause chemical release. So in Donbass, according to New Scientist, there are 4,000 potentially hazardous sites in or near urbanized areas. And they say there's abandoned coal mines storing radioactive and toxic waste. To keep these locations safe, groundwater has to be pumped out to prevent these mines from flooding. Damage to power plants and electricity networks could stop the water pumping systems. Then the mines flood and carry out the waste. So just like with Chernobyl, we're worried that the power was out and the Zaporizhia power plant, because if that didn't keep the nuclear material stable in terms of cooling it, keeping the containers cooled, then sadly there could be exposure. And then the other thing that the Russians could do is just, you know, target areas that have chlorine, ammonia, that actually have chemicals. So if they target it and it gets released, again, that's chemical warfare. Residents this week in Novosoletsia in Ukraine had to seek shelter because Russian forces caused an ammonia leak at a nearby chemical factory. Shelling caused the plant to breach, and so ammonia and gas was coming out. So, you see, chemical warfare could be, you know, them shooting the stuff, or they could just, you know, damage an area that was abandoned that has chemicals, and then the chemicals come out, and then it renders the land, the farmland, the local area uninhabitable. So, I hope that kind of clarifies. I tried to summarize it as quickly as I could. That's what chemical warfare is. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Pentagon spokesperson John Kirby told the Washington Post that U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and General Mark Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, have tried multiple times to reach out to their respective Russian counterparts, and Russian leaders have declined to engage in any of those phone calls. Earlier in the month, Russia and the U.S. set up a direct communication channel to avoid any accidental conflict or misunderstanding between Russian forces and U.S. military assets near Ukraine. The Kremlin said President Joe Biden has put relations between the two countries on the verge of rupture when he called Russian President Vladimir Putin a war criminal. NATO reports that over 40,000 Russian troops are estimated to have been injured, captured, or killed. North Korea continued test firing its biggest intercontinental ballistic missile, raising the ante in a pressure campaign aimed at forcing the U.S. and other rivals to accept it as a nuclear power and remove all sanctions. This is USA Radio News. U.S. Senate candidates Dr. Mehmet Oz and Herschel Walker were told to resign from the President's Council on Sports, Fitness, and Nutrition, or their positions would be terminated. Dr. Oz said it's sad that he would politicize such an important issue. The doctor he should ask to resign is Dr. Fauci for a multitude of reasons. The White House reported that Oz and Walker were in violation of the Biden administration's policy of federal candidates serving on presidential boards. New York City's mayor announced that he's exempting athletes and performers from the city's vaccine mandate for private workers, a move that will allow Brooklyn Nets star Kyrie Irving to play home games and unvaccinated baseball players to take the field for the Yankees and the Mets when their season begins. The city's sweeping vaccine mandate for workers will still apply to people with other types of jobs, including government employees. Irving, a vaccine holdout, had been amongst the most high-profile people impacted. He was able to rejoin the team in January, but only when they played out-of-town games. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Tuning in 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So the CEOs of major airlines are, I got to tell you, man, when it hits, you know, you financially, they're going to speak up. And apparently CEOs of 10 major airlines and cargo operators are asking Biden to drop the outdated mask mandates and tests for travelers. So, we might be making some movement here. And I get, some of you are like, I don't understand, Dr. Dahlia, how could you not want masks on a plane? Because I've flown with masks on a plane. It's hard to breathe. I think an N95 respirator is fantastic. But if you can't breathe while wearing that, and you can't breathe with a bunch of things on your face,
I need you guys to breathe. I have to go with breathing. And I'm not being over-exaggerating or over-dramatic with that. I have flown a few times throughout the pandemic. And when I was on a flight to New York, and it was about 5.5 hours because you were stuck on the tarmac and you were... It was difficult to breathe. And I got scared. And I wasn't sick at the time. It's just the partial pressure of oxygen dropped. And I had to try to drink the whole time just so I could uncover my mouth to breathe. That's not good. It's not safe. And if I'm going to be taking off my mask and everybody else is taking off their mask and they're in so close quarters, then how much protection is that mask actually doing? So, if you don't want to get sick, don't go on a plane. Because the other thing too is it isn't just about COVID. There's tuberculosis. There's MRSA. There's E. coli. There's tons of bacteria on planes. But chief executives of major U.S. airlines and carriers have urged President Biden to end the outdated federal mask mandates on airplanes, as well as international pre-departure testing requirements. They said now is the time for the administration to sunset federal transportation travel restrictions, including the international pre-departure testing requirement and the federal mask mandate. This is in a letter to the administration from the Airlines for America's Board of Directors. These are no longer aligned with the realities of the current epidemiological environment. Now, earlier this month, if you remember, the Biden administration extended the mandate through April 18th. It was supposed to expire 6 days ago. And it didn't. It got extended. And I get, we are going to have another wave. We already are starting to get cases of the variant of Omicron, the stealth or baby Omicron. So I get, but the problem is we're always going to have waves. As it seems, I don't know if COVID's ever going away. So at that point, doesn't mean you just always have to have your face covered. They say it's not clear whether the administration will continue to extend the mandates as case rates continue to drop. Problem is by April, May, if we're watching what's happening in other countries, sadly, they might say, oh, no, we need to protect. It's because here's the thing, they're playing it safe. You know, if somebody, let's say, gets COVID on a plane and it makes the news and everybody has a big deal, then they're going to say Biden was soft on COVID. And the issue that the Biden administration has is they don't have a lot of things in their plus column coming into the midterms. With everything that happened with the economy, with the mandates and all that, the one thing that the Biden administration can really, tout and use during their political stumping is they go, look at what we did. Look at all the lives we saved with COVID. Look at what we did with the vaccine rollout. We got the vaccines rollout. We got funding for that. You know, we kept people in their homes without being evicted. We gave people extra money so they didn't have to work. And I think that had a huge consequences, and probably we are still going to suffer from some of those decisions, but they can tell that they protected people during COVID, that they are the administration that gets a lot of credit for protection from a vaccine and from a mandate standpoint. So if at all they start to loosen things and then things happen or another wave happens, they're going to have that as the most memorable moment of their COVID accolades. So, but I'm looking right now, South Korea had another 400,000 cases in the last 24 hours, 470 deaths. Germany, another 210,000 cases. Vietnam, another 120,000 cases. Italy, another 81,000 cases. So we are seeing, UK, another 50,000 cases. We are seeing hospitalizations and cases and death rates still continue, if not case counts rise in other areas like Europe. So if we follow 6 weeks later, that might affect what happens with the FAA and with the mask mandates. I hope it goes away. I hope the masks go away and we just come. That's really what we need to do. How we need to move forward and say, look, guys, okay, there's a deadly virus out there. There's also deadly other pathogens, you know, like tuberculosis, that we're going to be bringing in hundreds of thousands of refugees, as well as the border opening as Biden reverses some of the Trump-era rules. And so there's tons of illnesses that can be coming in to, you know, our little ecosystem, being facetious. But still, so we're, you know, you're exposed to stuff all the time. The mask is nice, a nice, good, juicy N95, nice, crisp, dry N95 respirator mask is fantastic, but it gets wet, it gets used, it's not useful. So if you're going to do masks, it has to be clean. They have to, and you know, what's happening with the environment? I thought it's all supposed to be about saving the environment. Look at what you guys are wearing with these surgical masks. Those are maybe not the most environmentally friendly. So, you know, somebody has to decide, you know, if you want to wear a mask, wear a mask. I've always carried masks. Yeah, I told you, so then I can sit on the plane and let people think I'm sick so they don't want to sit next to me. Or if I, for some reason, have to help somebody who I think is sick, I can at least put the mask on. So I always have masks. I've had them, you know, since I graduated medical school, whenever I travel. So bring a mask. If you don't feel like breathing the air around you that much, you could use the mask to filter. But it's got to be a clean one. So the letter continues. It's a big letter from the CEOs of, we're looking at like American, Southwest, JetBlue, FedEx, because these are cargo planes also, that the industry has leaned into science at every turn. At the outset, we voluntarily implemented policies and procedures, mandating face coverings, requiring passenger health acknowledgments, contact tracing information, enhancing cleaning protocols to form a multi-layered approach to mitigate risk and prioritize the well-being of passengers and employees. They even said they supported the CDC this whole time. But to move on, they're saying the high level of immunity to the U.S., availability of high-quality masks, and those who wish to use them, high-grade cabin, hospital-grade cabin air, widespread vaccine availability, and newly available therapeutics provide a strong foundation for the administration to lift the mask mandate and pre-departure testing requirements. We urge you to do so now, not only to benefit the traveling public, but the thousands of airline employees charged with enforcing a patchwork of now outdated regulations implemented in response to COVID-19. Beautifully written letter. And again, and the one thing I have said, and they even bring up, is the burden of enforcing these on their employees. They have to have their employees, you know, do all the other things they need to do in flight. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and Daniel, our producer. So, Ukraine was able to destroy a Russian landing ship, a 370-foot alligator-class Russian landing ship. And it was Russia's fault that this happened. It was because of their propaganda that was being aired, allowed Ukrainian intelligence to know where it was. it's a much different war, this one, than other wars, because even the war propaganda has always existed. We have now, amateur journalists, we have propaganda, we have fake, deep fake videos. It's amazing that anybody could actually properly execute a war
based on all the information that's out there, and oh, you know, they're bringing in troops. You can't do a surprise attack, you know, anymore. I mean, we knew Russia was bringing in troops for weeks. That buildup was being watched day by day. Well, you know, we had drone footage, aerial footage. So you can't really do surprise attacks anymore. And then if you are going to do propaganda, go and look at what we have. The other issue we have on the flip side is, as America's bragging about the package they're giving Ukraine and everything they're giving them, didn't Ukraine say, can we kind of, you know, be on the down low of what exactly we're receiving so Russia doesn't know? I mean, man, it's just so out there, so transparent. Usually with wars, things need to be a little bit more covert. But the Ukrainian Navy said earlier today that it had scored a direct hit on the Orsk, a 370-foot Russian Alligator-class tank carrier. It was sitting at anchor in the captured port of Berezinsk, in the south of Ukraine. You see thick black smoke rising from the port as one ship sat at the harbor in flames. Another two sailed away, one appearing to be damaged. So they were like, you know, getting the heck out of Dodge. Good. 3 days before the strike, though, Russian state media had filmed the Orsk at the port unloading armored vehicles, which it said would reinforce troops in nearby Mariupol. So that prompted speculation that Ukraine could then use the video to target the vessel. H.I. Sutton, a respected naval analyst, according to Daily Mail, said it was beyond reasonable doubt that an Alligator-class ship had exploded at the port, and it marks the largest ship that Ukrainian forces have managed to strike so far. And it embarrasses the army. I mean, you see the other ships trying to get away from the damage, and it's going as fast as it can. But, yeah, that's their fault for, you know, being so vocal about it. Good for Ukraine. I want them to win. I want them to win so badly. So NATO said that Russia has lost up to 40,000 men who were either killed, wounded, or captured in just over a month of fighting. They say a quarter of the 150,000 troops that were assembled ahead of the invasion. So, yeah, if you remember, they were amassing over 150,000 troops ready to go. And so that's a large bite, huge bite. So the force that remains is, they're understaffed, very understaffed. So this is some good news. Now, they say counterattacks appear to be underway. Ukraine claimed to have recaptured territory to the west of Kyiv, leaving Russian forces at Bukcha, Irpin, and Hostomel. That now allows them risk of being surrounded. This could be a turn. But then on the flip side, I worry that when they say, yeah, Russia's being held off, I want to believe that. On the other end, Russia could be regrouping and starving Ukraine out. Ukraine's not getting food. They're having, they can't get medical supplies, fresh water. And so, like I said, this war of attrition, this might be if Russia can outlast, be able to get, the war might actually, sit on the, I don't want to use the word climax, but it might rest on the result of this, is who could feed their troops. Who could supply their soldiers and civilians longer? So if the men that are surrounding the Russian troops that are surrounding the capital can't get food, ammunition, and fuel, that could spark a mass surrender. That could be huge, huge for Ukraine. So there have been conflicting reports about the situation near Kyiv. Britain's Ministry of Defense said Ukrainian forces are carrying out successful counterattacks against Russian positions and towns on the outskirts of the capital and have probably retaken Makariv and Mostyun. There is a realistic possibility that Ukrainian forces are now able to encircle Russian units in Bucha and Irpin. So, you know, I'm very hesitant to believe anything I read because I want
I want this to happen so bad, and I don't want to misread going, okay, they're winning, because, you know, that doesn't help Ukraine. Ukraine needs help. And so if, you know, remember I told you guys early on, people are like, oh, Ukraine's got this. They're holding them off. Ukraine's got this. And I told you they don't necessarily got this. They need help. They got this. They have the resolve. They have the passion. They have the skill. If they get the supplies, if they get the help that they need, they have been asking for us and most of the countries, to, you know, surrounding countries to stop a no-fly zone to prevent Russia air troops from dropping anything more. But the concern I have is if at all Russia, you know, wants people to let their guard down, they might be, you know, this could be strategy. And it can't be misread. We want Ukraine to win. We want to know. And Ukraine needs people to think that they can handle this. You know, if everybody gives up and says, well, Ukraine's going to fall, let's now just protect Poland, or let's, you know, try to figure out what's next. Ukraine needs to know that needs the whole world rooting for them. How many times have you shut off a football game or a basketball game saying, well, they're lost anyway, and then you shut it off? No, you tune in till the very end. What do you think our media does with elections? Every election, we go, we hear, oh, this could be close. Yeah, some of them say, oh, it's a landslide. It's going to be a landslide for Hillary. It's going to be a landslide for Trump. But the ones that want you to tune in saying, look, it could go either way. Tune in. It could go either way. So that's you know, and they do that because they want people engaged. We still have to be engaged. I hope that Ukraine could encircle Russian units. I think that would be fantastic. If they do, the more prisoners they get, the less Russia, if Russia is unable to, you know, to take over Ukraine, then Russia may not be able to. I mean, this Ukraine is saving us from World War III. Help them. Get this done. But Russian troops are preventing food supplies getting to Ukrainians. We have refugees. U.S. is going to be taking about 100,000 refugees. We're going to talk about in a little bit. And Russia still holds some very, very significant ports, some very significant cities and positions. So we just have to make sure they don't starve them out. Russia said March 2nd that only 500 soldiers have been killed. So NATO estimates, no. So we're going to get lies. Keep in mind, be prepared. 1-877-DR-ALI.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.